European Commission Ursula von der Leyen will be in Dublin today to talk about a post-COVID recovery package for Ireland. Each member state had to prepare a national plan in order to avail of the funding. Because the allocation is based on how economies were performing before COVID, Ireland's share is relatively small. Naomi O'Leary, the Irish Times Europe correspondent, joins us now on the line. Naomi, thanks for being with us. How much is Ireland likely to get from this fund and for what sort of projects?
Well, the Irish government put a proposal back at the end of May for €950 million in grants, and they would be used for a range of projects. Part of the rules of this particular initiative is that about 37% has to be on green projects, another 20% has to be on digitalisation projects, and then you'd also have projects that would stimulate economic growth to do things like help people back into the workforce after COVID-19 pandemic. And we're expected that it would be expected that there'd be a range of different projects along those lines, climate plus digitalisation projects, according to the plan that the Irish government submitted in May. So we're expecting that Ursula von der Leyen is flying to Ireland. She's going to meet with the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, and the Commission has said that she'll formally hand over the assessment of the plan, which should be a sign-off for what the government has proposed. She's also going to visit the Grange Gorman campus of the Technical University Dublin, according to the European Commission, where some technical projects there are due to receive funds.
Where does this money come from?
This is based on a massive joint borrowing scheme that the 27 EU member states agreed to last summer to counteract the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic. So the European Commission borrows this money on the open markets, and then it divides it up and issues it to member states. It's weighted according to the impact of the pandemic, the economic impact of the pandemic, and also the underlying structural weaknesses of some countries. Ireland's share is expected to be relatively small, and that reflects very strong economic growth in Ireland prior to the pandemic and a low level of unemployment, and also the fact that Ireland last year was actually the only EU member state to have economic growth. So it's relatively been lesser impacted by the pandemic. That's partly due to the strength of multinational exports.
Is it likely then that Ireland will have to put more money into this fund than it will get out?
Because it's joint borrowing, it's jointly guaranteed by all of the 27 member states. Ireland expects to be a net payer over the long term of this fund. But what the Irish government says is that there can't be a strong Irish economy unless the entire single market is growing. And for that reason, you can't have the member states which have more economic difficulties, like, say, Italy or Spain, Greece, places with very large tourism industries that have just been put on ice for the pandemic and also had underlying economic weaknesses coming into this pandemic, that if those economies were to go down, it would drag down Ireland as well. It would drag down the entire bloc. So that's the rationale for supporting this. The European Commission has also put forward proposals for ways to raise revenue directly to pay back this funding, which would mean that would lessen the burden of individual member states. Things like levies on imports, according to how much pollution they make, imports that are made around the world.
Mm. Who are likely to be the big beneficiaries then in this process? Is it fair to say that they will be the countries who've been hardest hit by COVID, or are there other ways of looking at this?
Yeah, so far 12 plans have been approved by the European Commission, and the money is due to flow within about 2 months to start going out to those member states. They include places like Italy and Spain, who are in for the largest chunks, something in the region of about €60 billion. There's also comparatively large chunks for Greece, Portugal, also Croatia, which is has tourism and is an enormously important part of its economy. So there were a couple of things that were looked at in the way that the money was calculated. One of the key things is how much of the economy, what percentage of people's jobs are face-to-face compared to the kind of jobs that people can work at, say, from home, because as we've seen also in Ireland, it's the tourism, the leisure, the entertainment sectors, restaurants, bars, things like that, where people, the jobs aren't necessarily face-to-face, they've been heaviest hit, and that's true all over the block. But some countries have a far higher proportion of their economy tied up in that kind of work, and they've been hit more hard.
Naomi O'Leary of the Irish Times, thank you very much. It's coming up to 29 minutes past seven. We'll be back with news, business headlines and sport after this break.